Well, of course. I mean, I would say in that case, it was more Bolivar, because Miranda, in the end, was in exile and he never really returned. I mean, he left Caracas in 1771 and didn't quite return until 1806, when he tried to intervene in Venezuela and failed. So he never really recovered. He tried, he came back with Bolivar, and they had the first Venezuelan Republic that was declared in 1811. But then he ended up dying in Ceuta in jail not long after that, when they were, the first attempt of independence in Venezuela was defeated. So Bolivar was much more instrumental in what actually happened in Latin America at the time, and he was hugely influential. As they say, he also had this ambition to create a precursor of what would be the organization of American states. He brought out all the places that had become independent, including the United States, Mexico, Central America, Chile. He invited the United Provinces of the River Plate as well to go to Panama for a Congress. So he was very much this idea that the Americans as citizens or of the continent had the right to act for themselves, and that there should be a brotherhood, a fraternity of these new independent republics. So he was very influential in that type of thinking. Now, he was also very influential in the whole definition of how these new states should be. Should they be more aristocratic? Because he was always a Republican, and that's an important point as well, because there were others, including San Martin, who were monarchists and thought that creating monarchies in America was a good idea, and Bolivar didn't believe so. He believed that they should be republics, very inspired by the Roman classical influence in the United States, but again, have some institutions inspired by the British. So some parliamentary support was very important. So he was very much part of all that kind of debate on creation of states.